This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Radio Astronomy, the podcast from the makers of BBC Sky at Night magazine, we're running a special series of daily episodes in celebration of Back Garden Astronomy Week, taking you through everything you need to know to get out and start observing the moon. Back Garden Astronomy Week runs from the 2nd to the 9th of March 2020, but if you've missed it, don't worry. The tips and tricks from the series will work just as well at any other time of year, and you can always sign up at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/backgarden to receive your free beginner's guide. Day 7. Today, we're going to look at what you can see when the moon is full or almost full. Back on day 4, when talking about the Terminator, I mentioned that the lunar features can look very different depending on what angle the sun is lighting them at. Around the time of the full moon, the sun is directly overhead on the Earth-facing side of the moon. If you turn your eyepiece back to an area that you looked at when it was on the Terminator, you'll now find many of the details you saw then have disappeared. This is because they were highlighted by their shadows back then, and now those shadows have gone. On Earth, the shadows are shortest at noon, when the sun is directly overhead. Just think about how short and unnoticeable your shadow looks at midday, but in the evening it stretches off into the distance. The same is true for mountains and valleys on the moon. While during the full moon it's difficult to see relief features, those sights on the moon created by the rise and fall of the lunar surface, there are still many other features which you can see much more clearly around this time. These include the dark seas, bright highlands, and vivid rays we looked at yesterday. These are visible because they reflect light, and the various different terrains reflect light differently. They're known as albedo features, where albedo is the term referring to how reflective something is. Dark features have a low albedo, whereas bright ones, which are more reflective, have a high albedo. Try making another sketch of the moon now during the full moon, and see what different features stand out. The moon has a reputation for being a monochrome world. With the naked eye or a set of binoculars, it's true there isn't much colour on show, and even a telescope will only reveal a more nuanced set of grey tones. However, the moon can be quite colourful, though it usually only becomes apparent through photography. You can take your own picture of the moon through the eyepiece of a telescope using your smartphone. Take your phone, give the lens a quick clean to remove any dust or grease, and place the camera so it's looking through the eyepiece. Try to hold it as flat as possible and keep it steady as you take your picture. It might take a bit of experimentation to get the angle and focus point right. These kinds of photos will never be as good as those taken with specialist cameras, but you can get some fairly good shots with a little patience. If you get a taste for this kind of photography, then you can buy special smartphone holders which hold the camera in place over the eyepiece. You can find reviews of these holders, as well as a guide on making your own, on our website, www.skyandnightmagazine.com. Once you have your photo, open it up in an image editor. Boost the photo's saturation slightly, and then save it. Keep repeating this process, and you should eventually see that the colours of the moon begin to appear. You should find that the colours match up to the features you're already familiar with. The dark seas appear one colour, the bright lunar highlands another. This is no accident. The colours mark regions of different surface composition. The dark seas appear one colour, the bright highlands another. This is no accident. The colours mark regions of different surface compositions. A dramatic example of this is that the Mare Serenitatis and Tranquillitatis appear to be different colours, And this is because they are in fact made of very different materials. Scientists can use satellites orbiting the moon to pick apart the colours far more accurately and draw insights into the makeup of the lunar surface, using them to work out what kind of rock lies in which areas. The major seas tend to be predominantly brown or blue. The colour brown is due to the presence of iron, while blue indicates titanium. That's it for today. For detailed guides about what to see on the moon, why not subscribe to BBC Sky at Night magazine? Check out the latest print and digital subscription offers at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/subscribe and discover more great sights on the lunar surface each month.